Well, welcome, Morning Star Travelers, to another episode of Going Where We Have Not Gone Before into this new message, which has been 2,000 years in the coming, concerning the day of Pentecost. Okay, on the day of Pentecost, there is a message on the website about this, so I'm just going to talk about it. I'm not going to read all of it. They were in the upper room, all of them waiting. They had been brought there by the Holy Ghost to wait, and the word Pentecost means chosen. So everyone there was chosen to be there because they were the ones who were in hot pursuit of Jesus. So they were chosen for what? They were chosen to get the mind of Christ. That's what happened to them in that room. The upper room, besides meaning the place where the women meant transcended. They transcended in the spirit of their mind. I have a message that I want to read a little bit of to you. It's called The Transmission. In the upper room, they heard a noise, a sound, a roar, which means in the Greek that meant a roar like a sea wave roaring. And that wave meant to move the mind, and it also meant to send a transmission to the mind. A transmission was sent to the mind. It says to receive with the mind, to receive something transmitted. That is what receive means, and that's what they received in the upper room, a new mind. You can't get born of the Spirit and operate in your carnal mind, because then you didn't get born again. So Pentecost is a day that each and every one of you have to come to in order to be transformed in the spirit of your mind. So when that day came and they received a new mind, 120 people went out and changed the world. They went from cowering in fear of the Jews in that room to going out and boldly preaching the gospel. So they changed spirit, soul, and body, and they were transformed in their mind instantly. It wasn't something they had to go through as a process. So that scripture that is being used to keep the church in bondage, when Paul said in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Paul said that 2,000 years ago, and nobody had a Bible. So this is not a process you go through. This is something like anything else that you act on by faith. So Pentecost is a day that's going to happen to you if you are in hot pursuit of Jesus and his mind. Pentecost is going to happen to you. The Holy Ghost initiates it. He comes on you. He opens your understanding. And this process is to eliminate your old belief system that your carnal mind is using to destroy you. So you got born of the Spirit and you still have your old mind because you are still operating carnally. So the Holy Ghost wants to renew your mind. Yes, you can read the Word of God and listen to it. Listening to it helps. But unless you know you have the mind of Christ, how can you act on something you didn't know you were supposed to have from the beginning? So unless you start acting like you have the mind of Christ, there was no point in you getting the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is the one who takes of his and shows it unto you. Meaning he is going to show you the mind of Christ when you need it. So spiritual growth is when you come to a place where you see your carnal mind is destroying you. And you begin to act on getting the mind of Christ. That means your relationship with the Holy Ghost is at a point where you expect the Holy Ghost to show up and give you the strategy for whatever it is you need right now, knowing that as a born-again child of God in the body of Christ, you have the mind of Christ, and you expect to get His mind. Friend, you don't need to know anything, because the person living on the inside of you knows everything. So all you need to do is go ask Him, and He's going to show you. And that all happens by faith. So Pentecost is the day that you get the mind of Christ. So it would behoove you to pursue it and be expecting it to happen to you. So, and I would say that Pentecost is the day you come to your right mind, His mind. So read the message on the website about Pentecost, and it will explain things more in detail, and read the message on Words of Wisdom page concerning the transmission, which has the word study, where these words came from, where you got a transmission to your mind. That transmission came from outside of time into time. Everybody in Jerusalem heard this sound. It was a roar of the Spirit that came from outside of time into time. Everyone heard it, but only 120 people received it. Again, the word Pentecost means chosen. Basically, you're chosen because you chose to pursue the things of the Spirit. And so you will be chosen to get the mind of Christ when that becomes your choice, the pursuit of Jesus. All right, I hope that helps somewhat. I didn't really want to spend a lot of time on it because you have to desire to be renewed in your mind and expect the Holy Ghost to give you His mind when you need it. Well, I could tell you what happened to me. What happened to me was the Holy Ghost initiated this event in my life. And what happens when this happens to you is that He erases everything you thought you knew, all your belief systems that you're hanging on to, that your carnal mind keeps rehearsing, that are dead and gone. The Holy Ghost will just erase it. And that's what being transformed in the spirit of your mind is when you have no baggage left to dig up carnally to bring over into your new mind. Your new mind is new. It has no past belief systems. It can't bring anything old into this new dimension of the spirit. Everything that you hear from now on is going to be from the mind of Christ. And there are no belief systems in the mind of Christ. Jesus didn't have a belief system. He just walked in love. So when the Holy Ghost takes over you getting the mind of Christ, He will erase your belief system and reduce it to nothing, so that now you can actually learn something. Then He will be your teacher, and He will unfold the mysteries unto you. Okay? So if you need prayer, call the prayer line or send us an email. And just begin to pursue the mind of Christ, because, friend, you're going to need it in the days ahead. So God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.